Well, the United States is urging its citizens to stop all travel to China, issuing the highest level advice that's usually reserved for war zones. Australia's advice is to reconsider your need to travel to China. It's suggesting only that you not travel to the virus epicentre, Hubei province. So flights between China and Australia continue. Authorities are focused on monitoring arrivals. Our reporter Gavin Coote has been at Sydney Airport this afternoon. Gav, what's the mood out there?
Well, Linda, at first glance, it would appear everything's business as usual. It's not until you really take peer in a bit closer and notice that just about everyone, depending on what flight they're coming in from, is wearing a mask. So when I got on the train and got off at the international airport terminal, just about everyone was wearing a mask. They were sanitising their hands. The feeling, though, is alert, not alarmed. There's no sense of panic. Many people who were coming through, they didn't feel they had been inconvenienced. I saw some flights arrive back in from mainland China. They are required to, self-report if they are feeling any flu-like symptoms. And also they're given some information about in case they do have any symptoms. Many felt they were comfortable with the type of information they were given. I met up with Kelvin. He's a physio student in Sydney, originally from Hong Kong. He just arrived back from that territory, and his sentiment, reflects what many were sort of telling me there, that it is comparatively more relaxed here at Sydney Airport than those in the other Asian airports, but he is pretty comfortable with the way things are going.
You can see a lot of people wearing masks. Mostly they are Chinese, but you can seldom see foreigners wearing masks, because seems like they are not aware of this coronavirus, but actually it's pretty serious in China.
How do those security measures and those screening measures compare in Hong Kong to where we are now in Sydney Airport?
If you are talking about those who are securing the platforms in Hong Kong, they seldom do many protective measures, such as they don't have strong masks to protect themselves. While you can see that in Sydney, many officers, they are wearing heavy gears to protect themselves.
So you feel pretty confident when you jump off the plane here and you see those kind of measures in place?
Yeah, of course, because that's one of the reasons I moved to Sydney to study.
Items left unattended at the airport will be treated as a security risk.
As Hubei province, the epicentre of coronavirus, remains in lockdown, there are no flights coming out of there into Australia at the moment. But in the neighbouring province of Hunan, flights are operating as usual. I caught up with one of the arrivals from Changsha, that province's capital city. She'd been back there for 4 weeks of annual leave. What's it like there on the streets at the moment in Changsha?
Oh, it's empty. Yeah, it's hardly can see any cars. At least the traffic is very good.
How do you feel? Like, were you worried at all about potentially contracting the virus?
Yeah, if you take the serious protection, like wear a mask and wash your hands and not touch your eyes or that kind of thing, and take care of yourself, so I think should be all right, especially you're not never touched the people from Wuhan or been to Wuhan. That should be much more safe, I think, have to say.
So you went through a bit of a process when you arrived here in Sydney. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, the first thing is we need to drive the car from my hometown to Changsha. So all the way, they got a full checkout temperature to check out your temperature. If you're over the 37-something degree, you cannot go. In total, I think my memory is correct, it's a 6 times to check your temperature.
And that's in Changsha, but do you feel comfortable with the level of screening that's taking place back here in Sydney?
Yeah, I think they can check the temperature as well, if possible, but maybe take extra time, so they need the government to consider.
Yeah, how long do you think it took for you was it kind of a normal amount of time?
Yeah, quite quick, actually. It's within 30 minutes. Yeah, but the officer is wear a mask everywhere. That's pretty good. They protect themselves. So it's quite good. And all the passengers wear a mask all the way. Oh, my God, my ear is almost lost the feeling.
One new arrival to Sydney from Changsha in China's Hunan province with our reporter Gavin Coote at Sydney Airport.